What's up, everybody? You're now tuned into Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. And today we're going to talk about some things that was on my heart on Leave a Message that deals with our babies, our children. That's right. And I want to talk about today catering to their emotions. Catering to their emotions, especially in this dispensation in time where I want to start off with how we grew up, how we interacted. And some of these examples may be different because we all live in different cultures and have different atmospheres and different environments, but for the most part, a lot of it should be similar across the board. I want to talk about how when I was growing up, how I used to play with all my friends. You know, we all knew each other in the community, in the neighborhood. We didn't have to worry about locking our front doors. We had all our bicycles in front of the door. No one would steal them or take them. You know, we run across the street to this big play park that I used to live across the street from. And, you know, we used to play basketball, swing, football, you know, do flips in the field, you know, things like that. And then when we used to do it, it used to be like 50, 60 kids out there. We used to have so much fun having such a good time, you know, where everybody interacted. Everybody knew each other. My mom knew your mom. I knew all the kids on the block. I knew every name on the block. They knew my name. We had great times together. Got in a lot of trouble as well, too. But for the most part, I knew what community felt like. You know, I knew that I was in a space where I knew everyone. And that felt good. That felt real good, man. And I'm bringing that up because I want to talk about catering to our children's emotions in this dispensation and time. You know, I have a 7-year-old as well as a almost 2-year-old, but I want to speak from this perspective of how I observe my 7-year-old. You know, my 7-year-old, she's homeschooling. We're doing virtual learning, and you know, she's at a place where I'm doing Hey guys, sorry about that. We're back. I had to take a quick commercial break, but now we are back on topic, and I want to get back to the place where we're talking about, you know, virtual learning, you know, with my 7-year-old, and also me being a dad that works from home now and watching her and observing her. And the cool thing about, you know, being at home, I get so much bonding time with her, and I'm watching, you know, being at home mold and shape her, you know, in a good way because I'm a hands-on dad. I'm a fun dad. I'm a goofy dad. I love to dance, joke, and have fun with her at all times, you know what I'm saying? Then there's times where I have to get serious and discipline her and share certain things with her. But because I'm doing that in a space, in our home, at a certain time of the day, consistently, you know, Monday through Friday because of homeschooling, that is doing a adjustment in her behavior for the good. And I'm so grateful of this time with her, and I'm so proud of, you know, the maturity and the progress of her evolving into certain, you know, behaviors that are positive because I have the opportunity to do this. But I want to flip it real quick, because before COVID, before the pandemic, before homeschooling or virtual learning, I watched my baby girl. I watched her interact with her friends. I watched her at school events have the best time of her life. I watched her play at the park and have so much fun and do all these things, you know, because she's a ball of energy just like me. But at the same time, I love it because I always encourage her, if you feel like you want to just be fun and be goofy. Don't let no one stop you. If you feel like you want to just enjoy yourself in reasonable situations, of course. But at the same time, you know, don't pretend to be something that you're not. Have fun, be free, but be respectful in doing so. So I say that because you know, all those things that I used to watch her do, interact with her friends, sleepovers, have fun. Some of those things, well, most of those things came to a stop. And being that I'm homeschooling her now and we're together all the time, and don't get me wrong, we have a blast. I do so many things with her that allows her to, you know, live it up, you know, have fun with daddy. I'm the fun dad, so live it up. We dance, we do activities together, we play with the doll babies, you know, we do certain things around the house, you know, sometimes may get on mommy's nerves, but we're goofy, we have fun, you know, and I love those things. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the point that I'm not a kid and I'm not her peer. And as I try my best to supplement the lack of spending time and socializing and interacting, you know, with kids her age, I can never, ever, ever completely fulfill those shoes because I'm not a kid. I'm her daddy. I'm a grown man. I'm an adult. I'm the one with the authority. I'm the one who has to discipline her. So there's a wall that will always be there, and it should be there, you know, of me being an adult and her being a child, where I miss the times where she gets to play with a lot of kids. I miss, you know, her interacting with kids the way she needs that social interaction, which I believe all kids need. You know, now don't get me wrong, she gets interaction, you know, with Sunday school, children's church, where the kids are there, you know, but outside of that, because of the pandemic, most of the time, only time she sees kids is during virtual learning on Zoom. And every now and then we may have her have a sleepover. But outside of that, because of this new time that we're living in, you know, people call it a new norm. I don't think it's nothing normal about this. I don't think we can ever make this normal, but it's a new time that we're definitely living in, that she doesn't have all the social interaction that I believe she needs to have. You know, she needs to have the things that I grew up with, you know, where, you know, a community of kids that you can play with. You know, she needs to have the ability to learn how to make some hard choices without, you know, mommy or daddy there. You know, she needs to learn how to, you know, have conversations, like full conversations with other kids. And don't get me wrong, like I said, she's doing it, you know, well, when it comes to church, where she get interaction with kids. And, you know, every now and then we may allow a sleepover, but you guys totally understand what I'm saying about living in this time with the pandemic and everything, how time is progressing now, where I look up now and it's been, you know, a month, it's been 2 months, it's been 3 months, and out of those 2 or 3 months, it's been 4 days, since maybe 5, that she's seen a kid, that she interacted with a child outside of interacting with daddy. So that's what I want to talk about today, about catering to our children's emotions. Catering to their emotions. I always check in with her, see what's going on with her, see how she's doing, you know, have dialogue with her. You know, we go to the store a lot together, you know, we ride the little scooter, you know, a lot together. She has fun, and you know, you can only do so much in this pandemic. You can only do so much, you know, in adjusting elements out of your control, you know, but that doesn't give you any reason to feel like you can't complement, supplement, and embrace time with your children to the point where it will allow them to endure this time, but still grow into the awesome kids that they are, into the awesome preteens that they are, to the awesome adults that they will be, you know, in spite of this pandemic, in spite of, you know, connecting socially and interacting with other kids. You know, there's a element of time that we cater to their emotions that will allow them to endure this time and make them even stronger, so that when this release comes into the world of being able to, you know, interact again on a larger scale with the kids being back in school and things like that, you know, they will be okay. Like this period of time didn't destroy them, or this period of time didn't adjust them to the point where it's going to affect their careers or affect their futures or affect their growing up in their personality. But it will make them stronger because we came alongside of this era or this time where we can't control certain elements to cater to our children's emotions. You know, this is very important. So I just encourage you guys out there, I encourage the parents out there, you know, to continue to spend time with your children, continue to be goofy with your kids, continue to have serious talks with your kids. And I know you guys are doing it out there, but I just want to encourage you to continue doing it. Continue to be mindful that this is not normal, this pandemic. This is not normal, this separation of interaction. And whenever you have an opportunity to allow your kid and even yourself to interact with others, you know, in a safe space, of course, you know, this pandemic is real. This coronavirus is real. Like, you know, we have to be aware of it. Even if it's been a while, you know, we can't act like that it's not still out there, you know, so we have to be safe. And, you know, there's some who don't care about it anymore. There's some who interact as if it never existed. But as for me and my house, we're definitely aware of it. We're definitely concerned, you know, but we're in a place where we're not going to let it dictate our happiness. It's not going to dictate our interaction with each other as a family. It's not going to dictate, you know, the amount of activity that we're able and capable of giving to our children. So I just want to touch bases on that today about catering to their emotions, even sitting down with them. Sometimes I sit down with my baby girl and ask her how she's doing, you know, what's going on and how do you feel, you know, because her and I, sometimes we do get cabin fever. That's why we get out of the house and we go ride the scooters. You know, we'll go to the store. We'll, you know, go to the park, you know, not interact with a lot of kids or anything like that, but more of, you know, getting her outside of the house and talking with her and discussing things with her. We're still not in a place yet where we're just going to let her play with like 20, 30 kids. That's not going to happen. But at the same time, you know, we've have allowed her to go to the park and we may see a child or two. You know, she may, you know, be, you know, running around, you know, saying outside, but no big gatherings, no interactions besides her being at church, you know. So we're trying our best to, you know, be safe, but at the same time, you know, allow her to have some interaction or allow her to just have some fresh air and just enjoy herself, you know what I mean? Because I always want her to be honest with us, tell us how she feels, tell us what's wrong, you know. And kids gonna be kids, you know. For the most part, I don't have that season where she feels like she can't share anything with me. So we're not there yet, thank God. But I do want her to feel that she can always come to me and she can always share how she feels, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, whether she's upset about something, because I want to be there for her. I want to cater to those emotions. Now, we're going to flip it real quick, because I did a comment in our group on Facebook and I got some very good comments back on this topic, and I want to touch on catering to their emotions, you know, the wrong way. And I want to cater to it thanks to my Facebook group family, how they mentioned a lot in the comments not being passive to our children, not being a wuss or let the kids walk over you, or, you know, not letting them get away with murder, some would say, or allowing them to do whatever they want. Now, when we say cater to their emotions, we are saying, or I am saying, embrace how they feel about something, but still lead them to a respectful and positive solution. You know, because it's very important, like my group said, don't let them push over you, or don't let them get over on you. And I think that's very important. So I'm glad they brought that up, because one of the things about children and emotions is that they don't understand that you can't make your decisions based on emotions. They believe at their age, especially younger children, they believe that decisions should be made based on emotions. You can't tell a child that this decision was made outside of how they feel. They don't understand that sometimes. They don't understand that yet. So it's very important for them to understand that their emotions don't dictate this situation. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And if you've done something wrong, no matter how you feel with your emotions, we're going to cater to your emotions in a way where you're not going to get away with this. We're going to discipline you. There are some consequences. We're going to love you. And part of loving you is disciplining you. That's still catering to their emotions. You cater to their emotions, but we don't let emotions dictate our decisions. There's going to be some times where they're going to feel like it's hard love, or they're going to feel like we don't understand or we don't care and we're not being empathetic. But what we're actually doing is showing them the love that they need, because there's a balance. You know, you don't want your children to grow up thinking that they can get away with stuff, because what they do in the home, they're going to try at school. They're going to try at their first jobs. They're going to try in their social gatherings. And those who are aware of not getting away with things will look at them and judge them. And some will mistreat them, and some will violate them, because when you know better, you do better. But if you assume that you can do whatever you want and you come across a person that is not tolerating that, your child can be placed in a situation where it can get violent, it can get disrespectful, or they can be at a job not responding to authority and not being respectful and get fired. You know, so it's very good that we start while they're young, catering to their emotions in a way where we empathize with them. But at the same time, if they're doing something wrong or inappropriate, that love shows up in a form of discipline and consequences for their actions. That's another way to cater to their emotions. So I love this topic because I watch my baby girl, you know, all day, you know, and I love how she's blossoming. I love how she's growing. I love how she feels comfortable to share and say certain things with me, you know. However, at the same time, in the back of my head, I understand that this is new for her. This pandemic thing is new. It's new. It's new. You see me more than you see kids. And I can't be, I don't want to say closed-minded, but I can't be so involved in my day-to-day activities and not cater to her emotions. I can't be so involved in my work from home and then my side business or my downtime for myself where I just want to chill and not recognize that my daughter didn't see a child today. She didn't see a child physically today. Isn't that something? Like, I want you guys to think about that. Like, our kids sometimes don't see kids for a whole 24 hours. I know it's not the end of the world, you know, but what I'm saying is it's just amazing because we didn't have that. Like I said, this is no new norm. This is just a new time that we're living in where our kids sometimes don't see kids for a whole week. Our kids sometimes don't see kids for a couple of days, you know, and it, like I said, it's not the end of the world, but it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment. That's why I started off with my story of, you know, walking to school, you know, playing in the park. And, you know, I was always around 20, 30, 40, 50 something kids sometimes. Sometimes even 100 at the play park on a good summer day. I'm talking the park was packed, you know. And being that we're living in a time now, it doesn't even have anything to do with the pandemic, what I'm about to say. But that same park, I can walk past it now and see maybe two, maybe three kids out there, or sometimes none out there. And I think about my childhood. Every time I go past this particular park, I think about my childhood. I think about that same basketball court. I think about that field. I think about so many memories, good memories, bad memories, but I think about those memories of my interactions that I see has now dried and slowly faded away, where in this community, I can't say in all communities, but in this community where I live in, that the kids aren't as close together as they used to be. Now, people have their cliques and their groups, and unfortunately, even their gangs. But what I'm talking about is just decent fun as a community of kids. Every kid knew each other, and every kid, you know, had times where we bicker and fuss, but we was deep down really cool with each other. It wasn't no real deep malicious intentions on another kid. Like, we'll get into fights, don't get me wrong, but the separation and the segregation that I see, you know, in the community now with kids is heartbreaking sometimes. You know what I mean? That's why I stress about, you know, this episode of just catering to your child's emotions, because there is going to come a time where your kid has to interact on a daily basis again with all types of personalities and behaviors for other children again. And your child has to be prepared to deal with a hyperactive kid, or to deal with a bully, or to deal with a mean kid, or to interact with a shy kid, or to interact with a kid that just want to show them some love, but your kid don't know how to receive it. Like, all those different types of personalities and different types of behaviors are going to come rushing again one day towards our children. And our children can be prepared because we cater to their emotions. We're going to close out right there. I just want to encourage you guys, continue to invest that time into your beautiful babies, and continue to know that they are awesome and they are being molded and adjusted because of our actions, our leadership, and our love. You was tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay, and we just want to encourage you guys to leave us a message on this show by calling this number, 757-447-4238. Leave us a voicemail, leave us a message about bullying, about kids, about parenting, anything you want to leave us a message about, even the anti-bullying match card game, a tool that we created to bring parents and kids together to have a bond, to communicate about things like bullying and friends and acceptance and confidence. And if you don't have an anti-bullying match card game, go pick you one up at antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. They're only $19.99. There's so much in store, so much great content and fun, and you will have a blast with it, as well as growing with your child in your communication. This is Roshan Lindsay once again. You will tune in to Leave a Message. Peace out.